John 6 may not be a description of the Holy Sacrament, but John 6 is very sacramental. This psalm may not be a description of the Holy Sacrament, but it is certainly very sacramental. In fact, the early church saw fit to use this psalm at the celebration of the Holy Eucharist as a thanksgiving song for the gift of God in the sacrament. O taste and see that the Lord is good. When we omit to open our mouths and see, on which account the psalmist desires us to taste and see, then we have trouble. The gift is there, and if we do not open our mouths and taste and then see, we have failed to receive the gift and be benefited. Such an invitation, you see, would be unavailing to the ungodly, who, if they persist in their obduracy, even the best gifts are fraught with destruction, to whom the rays of light turn into consuming flashes of lightning. And for us who believe, who are the children of God, the saints, as they are called by the psalmist, we see in the midst of those things which are evil and destructive, the good of God. What a contrast it is then between the good saints of God and the evil men. The same word from God can come, and for the one it is a great blessing, and for the other it is a curse. For one the benefit of God is present, and for the other it is not. And so the psalmist now encourages us as we come to the supper. O taste and see that the Lord is good. When Simeon spoke the Nunc Dimittis, he was not describing the sacrament, and yet the church uses it to describe the sacrament. In the liturgical life of the church, the scripture speaks with a richness, a fullness, about the great mercy and blessings of God in a way that we may not see in one age, and yet we can in another. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen.